Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I'm Jeremy Warner. Mike Carpenter joining me today.
Yo.
I got some breaking news from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Darius Morris officially ending the draft. He will not hire an agent.
Okay.
And, of course, he has until May 8th to go back to school. That's the Michigan guard who had a breakout season. So another guy entering the draft. One guy that did enter the draft was Jeremy Richmond, Illinois freshman, kind of surprised some people. He hasn't talked to the media yet, but he did finally talk with the media with Scott Powers from ESPNChicago.com, who's joining us right now. Scott, how are you today?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. So I know a lot of guys on the beat around here, and they were trying to get an interview with him. How did you sit Jeremy Richmond down?
I have a long-standing relationship with Tim Grover and his gym and some of his people, and I got word that Jeremy had been working out there the last few weeks, and they kind of, I think they realized that Jeremy needs to start talking eventually, so they kind of facilitated the interview with him and his mom, and, he needs to start spinning the story a little bit and telling the truth if what he tells is the truth. But they kind of set up yesterday, and I sat down with him and his mom separately, but, they were willing to talk about basically whatever I asked him. So he seemed he seemed talkative, and he seemed, upfront about what happened. Whether he's telling the truth or not, I think that's still to be seen. Right. But, at least he was willing to at least speak about some of the things that occurred this year and, with the fight with Brandon Paul and why he left the team. And, he was talkative, and at least at the start.
Sure. Were there any conditions? Did he say, I'm not going to talk about this thing or that?
No, there was, I was willing to ask he, on any questions. I asked him, there are obviously a lot of rumors why he left and a lot of different, reasons. And, he shot all those down and, all the controversial questions and those things. I'd asked him, but he said those weren't true. So he answered them, and whether it's truthful or not, I guess it'll still be. I know a lot of people are still doubting why he left. Is just behind, his reason that he wants to leave for the pros. So that's what he said. So I guess we got to take him at least on his word on that.
Talking with Scott Powers from ESPNChicago.com, he sat down and talked with Jeremy Richmond the other day. And like you said, Scott, a lot of people probably read this story and wonder whether he was truthful or not. Did he seem like he was being truthful? I know we're not mind readers here, but I know he's a very talkative kid. When you sit him down, and he's honest and he's insightful. Did you believe him?
I don't know. I think he's been coached a little bit too, and I think. I'm talking to Tim Grover that he mentioned that part of the process of him being drafted and being drafted higher is going to probably be convincing some GMs that he's not a at-risk kid and that there aren't problems following with him, and especially with him not being probably a superstar right away, that, last thing you want is somebody in the locker room that's going to cause some trouble. So, Grover's kind of coached him, telling him to tell the truth in these interviews.
Right.
And I think, obviously they're going to spin things the way they want, and I don't know if the truth will ever come out, because I don't think Weber or anyone in the Illinois staff is going to disclose what happened. And as long as he can protect that, he can tell whatever he wants. And so I think he's safe. And I walked away not knowing how I felt. It's not like he hesitated on questions or he was nervous, but his answers were, that he wanted to go to the pros, and that was the only reason that he left school.
You said that he sounded a little bit coached, but in your opinion, was he fluid enough in his answers where this coaching that he may have received, do you think it'll have any effect when he has these interviews with potential NBA teams, or do you think he has a story, truthful or not, down pretty well?
It didn't sound like he was coached. I just think he was coached,
Okay.
I think his answers were, they were fluid, and they sounded honest, he may be good at that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it'll affect him, what he did, I don't know how bad it is, even if it is what we think there may or may not be, whether that will affect him, there are obviously some bad people in the NBA that do a lot of the worst things than he probably did so I don't know if that'll matter, how much it'll matter. I think ultimately it's going to, I think if someone likes his potential, likes his size, and, this draft isn't that strong, that they'll take him, from what I hear, it could probably be late first round, second round. But I think he's going to go somewhere, and I don't know how much that will affect him. I think it's more of his ability at this point, whether, he can show people that he's he can be a player at the next level. So I'm not sure how much that those external things will matter or not.
Right. Scott Powers from ESPNChicago.com joining us. He sat down with Jeremy Richmond, former Illini, about entering the NBA draft. And we'll stop the psychology now, Scott, but you talked to a scout, too, who thinks he might go in the first and possibly as high as top 20. Do you think that's possible? Do you think that team will fall in love with him, especially, like you said, this seems like such a weak class, and it's only getting weaker day by day?
Yeah, no, he's obviously benefiting from the being a weak class, and, you know, it's a lot of his own potential. You know, they see a 6'8 freshman who's obviously still got some growing to do and put on some weight, and, you know, his game's now where it's going to be. It's between drafting him and maybe a 6'2 guard at the junior or senior in college, and you know what you're going to get. So, you know, from the scouts that I talked about, that he's a guy that, you know, next year he may be in the D-League. He may sit on someone's bench, but, you know, 3-4 years from now, he's a guy that could be a starter somewhere. He could, you know, average 17.8 rebounds. And, you know, I think Darrell Wright was someone that someone compared him to, where Darrell Wright took some time, but now he's a starter and a productive player. So, yeah, I don't know. He seems like with the draft and drafting on potential, I don't see him going to the lottery pick. And I think 15 may be high, you know, someone thought. And he's really going to have to convince people to treat pre-draft camp and otherwise. But I think with his hype and his versatile game, that he'll end up going in the first round somewhere. It may not be until late, but I doubt that it's any, you know, further than early second round.
In talking to his Jeremy's mom, did you get a sense of the kind of relationship that those two share?
Yeah, you know, they're pretty close. And, you know, I was kind of surprised that she was, I think she was surprised that Jeremy wanted to go pro. I think she was, like a lot of people thought, he could use another year in school for a lot of reasons. And then also, she was very sympathetic to why a lot of people were upset with him leaving. You know, obviously, he'd been committed since his freshman year, and everyone had these high expectations, and she got that. You know, she was understandable why people were frustrated that he was leaving, and he had him produced, and you know, she said that, you know, Jeremy's my son, and ultimately I gotta, you know, back him up on his decision. But she definitely knew why people were kind of, you know, a little negative about him when he made it.
Talking to Scott Powers of ESPNChicago.com, he talked with Jeremy Richmond, the first reporter to do so since he declared for the NBA draft. And Scott, like you said, a lot of people were surprised that he did go, thought he needed another year. You've covered him since, I think, eighth grade now. Is this just something that he was locked in on, do you think, that he just thought, man, I'm going to go one and done, whatever? He just believed he was ready for this.
No, you know, I think that this year got really smooth, and, you know, and if he wasn't, the year had gone smoother, and it was sort of those numbers were, but I think there were so many bumps, and I think there were a lot of reasons for him hating to be in college, and it kind of probably affected his decision that this year wasn't fun for him. And there's a chance to go pro, you know, and people are telling him when he's a first round pick and he can get that money. It's probably easier to take the easy road. It's for, you know, for him to go and leave and get selected and not have to worry about those same problems again next year. I think it definitely affected how he ended up deciding.
Well, Scott, this is the last question I have for you. Illinois, how do they get impacted by what Jeremy said? You know, if there really were problems between them, he could have came out and said something bad. He said there's no ill feelings. How does this help Illinois with future recruits in Chicago?
Yeah, no, certainly. You know, I think ultimately, and I even when I wrote the story and a lot of feedback I got, you know, a lot of Illinois fans are still upset, and you know, they think maybe he may not get drafted at all. He should end up in Europe. I'm kind of surprised because, you know, I think the higher Richmond goes, the better it looks for Illinois. You know, this is not a program that's producing a lot of stars and NBA guys. And for him to go to the 15th, 16th, you know, they're going to see University of Illinois next to that. And his legacy may not be great on the court, but awfully, he still is the one that kind of made Illinois cool again. You know, he's a high-major kid, All-American, that committed to Illinois. And, you know, from Myers Leonard to Cradle Head to, you know, all these other guys, they've all committed sort of because Jeremy stuck with them and, you know, said it was all right to go to Illinois. So I think that it really, you know, his legacy will be kind of off the court where he kind of really affected some of those recruits and those guys just having Illinois was a good place to go.
Well, Scott Powers, ESPNChicago.com. If you haven't read his story that he spoke with Jeremy Richmond, go on ESPNChicago.com to check out his stuff. Scott, we appreciate you joining us. Hopefully we'll have you on in the future here.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Scott.
That's Scott Powers, ESPNChicago.com. And it's, I think for Illini fans, they need to read it just to get something from Jeremy Richmond.
It's something, but the one thing, and I think Scott was talking about this, it's they were good answers, but even he couldn't really gauge.
Right.
And it's tough. Unless you're a mind reader, you were not going to know for sure if it was completely truthful or not.
Well, and I know we're all curious about what happened. What happened, what were all the behind-the-scenes stories. But this is a 19-year-old kid.
It's a 19-year-old kid, and this is a completely, I think the reason a lot of people are still puzzled and scratching their heads is this is a very unique situation. There's no situation in Illinois basketball history, not to make it too big, but it's true.
Right.
No situation you can compare it to and say, oh, I remember when this happened with so-and-so as well. This is the first time it's ever happened, and I think how abruptly it happened is still leaving everyone a little bit, Right. You know, it ended before it began.
Right, yeah, and I think that's the whole thing. This kid was the guy. This mm-hmm. was the, finally, they get a McDonald's All-American to come to Illinois. Bruce Weber finally turns it around recruiting-wise, and then he's only here for a year, and it wasn't a great year.
You know, 7 points and whatever.
But now I think it's time for Illinois to move on here. You know, I think the players have. I think the coaches have. I think now it's time for fans. You want, if you're an Illinois fan, for Jeremy Richmond to do well. Because, mm-hmm. like Scott said, there's not a lot of Illini really succeeding at the NBA besides Darren Williams.
Yeah.
I mean, Luther Head was in the NBA. You know, he's still
bouncing around
a little
Same
bit.
Same with Augustine.
But it helps to have those guys in, especially if you're Bruce Weber out on the recruiting trail. 359-CALL, 217-359-2255. Do you have any reaction to what Scott had to say? Have you read the story on ESPNChicago.com? Have your views change any at all about Jeremy Richmond? 359-CALL, 217-359-2255. Illini baseball coach Dan Hartley will join us in about 10 minutes. Talk about Illini baseball. He's struggling a little bit, but they start Big Ten. They continue Big Ten play this weekend against Michigan State. We'll be back on the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.